is VOA News. I'm David Byrd. U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo says the United States is ready to spend $100 million to assist China and other countries impacted by the coronavirus. In a statement Friday, Pompeo said the commitment, along with hundreds of millions of dollars donated by the U.S. private sector, demonstrates American leadership in responding to the outbreak. President Donald Trump, meanwhile, praised Chinese President Xi Jinping's efforts to combat the deadly coronavirus as Xi faces mounting domestic criticism following the virus-related death of a physician who issued an early warning about the outbreak.
We're working together, but World Health is working with them. CDC is working with them. I had a great conversation last night with President Xi. It's a tough situation. I think they're doing a very good job.
Trump also applauded Xi on Twitter Friday, describing him as strong, sharp, and powerfully focused. Meanwhile, several thousand people remain quarantined on cruise ships after passengers tested positive for the virus. Reuters' Beth Timmons reports.
Passengers have been confined to their cabins on board the Diamond Princess ship for days as part of a two-week quarantine after an 80-year-old man who disembarked in Hong Kong was diagnosed with the virus. Infected passengers take the total number of coronavirus infections in Japan to more than 80. Meanwhile, another ship, operated by Dream Cruises, with 3,600 people on board, remained stranded in Hong Kong after being denied entry by Taiwan, which has moved to ban all international cruise ships from docking on the island. And the Royal Caribbean, Anthem of the Seas cruise ship, docked in New Jersey early Friday, carrying dozens of passengers who are being screened for signs of the virus.
That's Reuters' Beth Timmons reporting. For more, be sure to visit our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News. A decorated soldier and White House